Excuse me. Are you the one that's in charge of the event next week? Oh, perfect. I'm so glad that I went to the right place. Do you mind if I come in? You kind of have to say sure or yes or absolutely. Ah, thanks. You're peach. Do you want me to shut this door behind me? Fantastic. Well, you might recognize me as I'm the captain of the Scare Squad. My team has been trying for years to get here into the finals, and this year we are so close. Now, I know you have to still approve our file. I have been over all of the technicalities that go into this and the entire process, but I wanted to see if maybe you would actually look at it this year. Look, I think that we both know that we get skipped over every single year just because we're monsters. But see, that is really not fair. We do the same work, we do the same cheers for the most part, and we're really talented. I just think that when we got into college, that meant leaving behind petty high school bullshit. And see, I would think that that would include not being given a fair shake. See, my father said that you would say something like that, which is why I came prepared to change your mind. Well, first of all, our group has never lost a competition, and we have gone up against many humans. We've won every division in our world, and now I think we're ready to go to finals. I haven't pushed the matter in the past because, well, to be honest, I didn't think my girls were ready. But this year is my senior year of college, and, well, I would be remiss if I didn't try just a little bit harder. You can call it selfish or whatever, but that's the long and short of it. Besides, it would mean so much if we could take that trophy home, and I know that if we were given a fair shot at it, we would be able to. So, what can we do to help you actually look over our file, see how competent and ready we are, and give us a shot at finals? Really? Oh, they're closed already? That's so interesting because I talked to someone else this morning and they said there was still a week left to enroll. It's okay. I doubt that you thought that I would be this prepared, but it's something that I've had to do my entire life. For example, a ghoul like me stays out a little bit past curfew, and bam, you're a pile of dust in the morning. So I've always had to think three steps ahead. Like when I came into the room, I locked the door behind me. Whoa. I'm not going to bite you. Gross. See, that's my point. You think that all monsters are just around to hurt you, and that is such a tired stereotype. Now, I have something else that I think you might want. You don't mind if I just come here and get down here on the floor so I can just look at you a little bit easier. That's right. You can look into my eyes. That's it. Just relax. Like I was saying, I have something that you need, and that's apparent from your shaky and anxiety-ridden demeanor. See that? That's a split tongue, courtesy of my mother. My father was a little bit disappointed when he saw that I had one, but nevertheless, it's come in handy over the years. And it continues to come in handy the older I get. You see, I think you and I can be mutually beneficial to each other. You don't mind if I just go ahead and lose these pants. I mean, honestly, dear, you could do so much better than khaki. Yuck. So today, I'm in the moon to, that was unexpected. What a nice cock. Anyway, I'm in the mood to make a deal. You help me get my team in the finals by just simply looking over our paperwork. And I'll show you what you're absolutely thinking to yourself, which is, what can she do with that split tongue? Well, the answer is simple. Anything you want, if you decide to help me. So, what do you say? Oh, you know, men like you really are so smart. And normally, you always have such perfect hard cocks. Now, watch closely and feel the difference. Getting licked always feels nice, but doesn't it feel even nicer when my tongue can go on either side of the head of your cock and do that? Mm-hmm. thinking about doing this since the first time I saw you. You're so hot. I've even had dreams about it. Yes, those kinds of dreams. That's why this is dedicated to your cock. We help each other. You help me. And I'll make you come harder than you ever have. That means you'll look over my paperwork. Yeah. Let me show you exactly how I want to handle you. I love the challenge. Getting it all the way to the back of my throat. I love when it hits. Feeling it slide nice and slowly past the point where I gag. How does that feel? Knowing that I want to satisfy you, push myself past the limits. I love feeling it get harder in my mouth. I push my girls to perfection, and I won't settle for anything less, even with this. Right. Use my mouth like a pussy. I've cried myself to sleep every year. Just wanting a chance. But this way, the only way I'm crying this year is if your cock makes my eyes water. Fucking my mouth so hard and deep, you make my eyeliner run. Just know, in every moment, I'm getting wetter and wetter. And now, I really put this tongue to work. I deserve it. I deserve it after all this hard work in accepting this challenge, and I will be completing it. I'm gonna take you whole. on, I will get your cum. Oh, that's all I can think about right now while I bounce my lips up and down on this cock. Yeah. I'm gonna come so hard when you bust in my mouth. Oh, that's it. Uh-huh. Grab the back of my head and force me down on it. Yeah. Oh, that's it. So naughty and so rough. Do it. Fuck me now. Now you can see just how naughty scare squad girls really are. And it's about time I get what I want. Every last drop. Fill my mouth with your cock. Fill it as I go as far as I can while you unload in my throat. That's it. Let me drain every last drop. Look, not a drop spilled. You came so quick once you felt my throat tighten and squeeze around you, huh? Your cum tastes so amazing. Well, consider that something you know that is always around if you need just a little bit of a push to make sure you get us through to finals. Yeah. Oh, thanks. If there's one thing I've always prided myself on being good at, it's absolutely my oral abilities. Best sloppy blowjob ever, right? Now, there's something to think about while you go through our paperwork, right? Think about the way my tongue split around the head of your cock and massaged every bit of you. Think about how special it was to have a girl like me gagging on your cock. I'm sure you'll make the right decision. And if you need a little bit more help, well, you know where to find me. Just to make sure you ring after sunset. Got it? Thanks a lot. You're fantastic. I'm sure we'll be in touch, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.